Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, January 22nd. In a press release last week, the High Country News announced that it will be setting up a provisional satellite office at Western State Colorado University in Gunnison. The headquarters of the publication will remain in Paonia, where the High Country News has been located since 1983. The digital and a portion of its editorial staff will move to the new office in Gunnison in order to collaborate with the university. High Country News Editor-in-Chief Brian Calvert spoke with KVNF News last Friday to talk about the move.
High Country News has been here in Paonia for a very long time, and we've got a growing number of readers and supporters that have helped us grow our staff. And what we're starting to learn how to do is to cover all of the American West through more correspondents and what I call far-flung editors and writers. So we've really started to use some of the newer technologies and communication technologies to just keep our operations spread out, and we kind of see an opportunity to move over part of our digital team to move to Gunnison and be housed inside of Western.
Both the High Country News and Western State Colorado University have grown substantially the past few years, making the two perfect for a partnership.
So Western's environmental studies program is developed into a school of environment and sustainability, and their staff is growing, and they've got some add-ons going on to their buildings and such, and which gave us a little bit of room to sort of move in there and see whether or not we can do some collaborations or partnerships with some of the environmental studies folks over at Western. And at the same time, use some of their communications technologies and some of their resources to keep going with this sort of scattered newsroom approach that we've been developing over the last few years.
You're not moving the entire High Country News over to Gunnison. It's just a portion of the staff is moving over there. Talk a little bit about that and who will be remaining in Paonia.
That's right. Yeah. So we'll keep our headquarters at our operations, our production, our art department, and some of the editorial staff will remain here. The only people who are going to Gunnison, and we're just trying this for a year to see if it works and to think about what it might look like to have a more permanent foothold over there. But we're basically sending our digital team and myself. So our deputy editor, digital, Kate Schimmel, assistant editor, Paige Blankenbuehler, and our engagement director, Gretchen King, will all be helping set up an office over there and seeing what kinds of advantages it has and what kind of disadvantages it has so that we can make an assessment onto whether we want to move over there more permanently with some of the staff.
The digital staff will be moving to Gunnison in July, and Calvert hopes to have the High Country News satellite office in place and working by August 1st. He said nothing about the magazine's mission statement or operations will change drastically. The move is intended to improve upon the magazine's already strong reputation as a voice of the American West.
This is really just a slight personnel shift. We're not going to be doing anything differently. We cover the ongoing story of the modern American West. We do that through its natural resources and its environment and all of its different communities. We see a chance to work with Western's School of Environment and Sustainability to continue that mission and even improve it.
Last week, organizations gathered together to launch the Colorado Blueprint to End Hunger, an effort to join together and make sure that those who need food in the state will be able to get it. Eric Galatis had the story.
A new coalition that includes nonprofits, healthcare providers, state agencies, schools, and more has launched a campaign aimed at ending hunger in Colorado. Key Powell with the Colorado Department of Human Services says currently 1 in 6 children and 1/10 of Colorado seniors don't know where their next meal is coming from. Powell says the coalition's new report, the Colorado Blueprint to End Hunger, is just the first step in addressing what she sees as a solvable problem.
We feel that Colorado is up to the challenge of ending hunger in our state, and through the efforts of collaboration and a plan, can effectively do this.
Powell says the blueprint's recommendations include streamlining coordination efforts so that more eligible Coloradans can connect with existing programs, including WIC, the Women, Infants, and Children Food and Nutrition Service, as well as SNAP, formerly known as food stamps. The plan also calls for boosting the number of people who access food through community-based services. Alexis Waitman with the Colorado Health Foundation, which funded the blueprint, says hunger is a key social determinant to health. She points to studies showing people who have reliable access to nutritious food have lower rates of chronic conditions, including obesity, diabetes, malnutrition, high blood pressure, and heart disease.
Those who are experiencing hunger have significantly higher healthcare costs and also disproportionately experience chronic illnesses. Having food security also reduces stress and cortisol levels throughout the lifespan.
Bob O'Connor with the group Feeding Colorado says hunger can be a silent disability. He says with 1 in 10 Coloradans facing food insecurity, it's likely that someone you know is struggling. He says for the blueprint to work, it's important for individuals to get involved at the community level and connect with people behind the statistics.
It's about those children that go home in the evening and don't have enough food in the house, come back to school and have to try to learn in the next day. It's about seniors that have to make that choice between food and medicine or food and heat. Those are the real people.
The blueprint is the culmination of work led by a steering committee of more than 35 organizations and individuals from across the state and includes input from more than 100 additional groups. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Even after it snowed in the mountains this past weekend, observers of the weather are worried that Colorado will have one of its smallest snowpacks on record after this very dry winter. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, this year's snowpack is on pace to be one of the worst since 1980. As of last Thursday, the snowpack in the state was at 60% of median. Since 1980, only 1981 and 2000 have had worse snowpack levels. To get back to normal snowpack level, the state would need 11.7 inches of snow water over the next 3 months. Such a gain has only been observed in the state 3 times in the last 37 years. Further, precipitation in Grand Junction since the start of the water year on October 1st is tracking close to a record low. Much of western Colorado, generally running from Garfield County and south, is now considered to be in severe drought. Warm, sometimes record warm, temperatures have made the problem worse. In November, Colorado and the other Four Corners states all had the warmest average temperatures on record, going back 123 years. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.